All right. Hello, my friends. I am John.
I'm waiting for you to say John G now.
John G. John.
And I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio. And the episode we're going to talk about or that we're going to do today is going to be called The In-Between.
The In-Between.
Yeah. Which almost sounds ominous, like a horror movie or something. The In-Between. Yeah. But the reason I want to talk about this is there's people who are sitting on the couch right now. They're not voice actors, just regular people, right? They're not voice actors yet, but maybe they've been told they have a good voice. And there's a lot of people, and this, by the way, applies to everything in life.
Okay.
But they're just sitting on their couch, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe they've been told for a while, this happens quite a bit. People come to my webinar, for example. They've been told many, many times they have a great voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So that's you. That's your person now. There is another you. There's another version of you. And that another version of you is the voice actor way down the line, a successful voice actor. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's you sitting on the couch right now. There's a successful voice actor. There's something called the in-between. Okay. The in-between is you doing all the things you have to do
to
get to that point. And unfortunately, no one wants to live in the in-between. I get it. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's necessary.
Right? Yes.
So people do this thing where they go, well, I've been told I have a good voice. I just feel like I could be a voice actor. Mm-hmm. No, there's the in-between. Let me compare this to a sport, right? So when I was in high school and college, I wrestled, right? I wrestled all year.
Yeah.
I ran to school and I was not close. Mm-hmm. I ran to school and ran back, even in the winter. I wrestled all year round. Mm-hmm. I was ranked 10th in the country. My son, when he went to high school, wanted to wrestle. He didn't want to do any of those things. He would love to be great. He wanted to be great.
Yep.
But he didn't want to do the in-between. So he never was great. Mm-hmm. He was an average wrestler at best. And there's nothing wrong with that either, by the way. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like he's not going to college for wrestling to wrestle college. He's not going to Olympics. It's a sport. Any sport's the same, right? But it's the same in life, right?
Yeah.
This applies to everything. If you want to be a voice actor, okay, and you're just a person that has never done voiceovers, you will exist in that in-between for a certain amount of time. There are things you must do. There are steps you have to take, and you cannot skip them, right? You're going to get voice coaching. You're going to.
Yes.
Or get some kind of voiceover training.
Yeah.
You're going to then have someone help you and get a demo produced. You do not do that yourself. So you're going to have hopefully the same people that help you with the voice coaching. They're going to help you with the demo.
Yeah.
And then you actually have to go out and get work. And you're going to have to do it.
Yes.
That section right there is called the in-between.
Yes.
Then you start getting work and you start becoming successful. That's the future you. It's not the now you.
No.
That is not the now you. Mm-hmm. It's the future you. So there is that in between. You have to accept that, mentally prepare for that. And I don't think people do.
You notice that when, especially after going like the first class or even the second class, when we're going through these steps to get yourself as a voice actor, I hear a lot of people go, wow, it's not what I thought. I thought it would just be me reading paper and that's it, you know? So you have to get that because the in-between is learning how to do that.
Yes.
You know, absolutely learning how
to
do it.
The steps necessary. This applies to everything.
Everything.
Everything in life.
Absolutely.
Right? If I decided I wanted to play, everyone's playing pickleball, right? Mm-hmm. That's the new thing. Although maybe it's not even new now. But, you know, everyone's like, I have friends who go, hey, you want to play pickleball? No. Why? I'm not interested. If I was, I'm one of those people. I get obsessed. Mm-hmm. So I know that if I wanted to be good at pickleball, I would have to exist in the in-between.
Yes.
Where I would have to learn how to play pickleball. I would probably not be good at it for a while. Mm-hmm. I'd do all kinds of, I'm crazy like that. I'd probably take lessons. I would do everything.
Yes.
I would take lessons how to play pickleball. I would do that. Because I'm competitive. So, I'm not interested. So I don't do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in something and for you not to exist in the in-between, you might as well not be interested.
That's true.
Right.
That's
because you're not going to succeed.
No.
There's this version of you that you're never going to achieve because you're not willing to put the work in.
Yeah.
Right. You have to be willing mentally. And maybe people just aren't mentally prepared for it. And I don't know why people, and we're here for voice, why people, for some reason, assume voiceovers is different.
Yeah.
Right? I have a good voice. That's all I need. That is not all you need.
No.
Believe me, it's not quite that easy. Believe me, this is not the hardest job in the world. In my opinion, the best job in the world.
Yep.
But that makes it even more, to me, that makes it even more obvious that if this is the best job in the world, there's an in-between to get to that spot, right? Not everyone's going to get to do the best job in the world and make a ton of money doing it.
No.
There is an in-between.
Yes, and you have to take the steps to get there. And it will get you there. We'll definitely help you get to that direction. But it's not, I don't know. I mean, you're right about you have to get to that point. You got to learn this stuff. You know, they wouldn't send you, you know, if you're, I don't know, a mechanic that's just open up the hood. Well, do whatever you want. You got to learn how to do it.
Yes.
And that's the same with voice acting.
Absolutely.
It is not, as much as, yes, you are reading, there's techniques to it, you know, and that's the thing. You can't just pull the paper.
There's techniques. There's learning how to go out and get work. There's you have to learn everything.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's just so interesting when I hear people are like, oh, I just thought I would just do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do what? Tell me what exactly you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right? It's like so interesting. Everything in life has to have the in between. Everything, no matter what you're going to do. You play football, you play baseball, you don't start off good. There's the you that's not good.
No, absolutely.
There's the you that's good. And to get to the you that's good or the you that's successful in whatever it is you want to do, there is the in-between. And the in-between is the work, the learning, all of it that you're going to put in to get to that point.
And we'll help you. We'll definitely help you get there.
And speaking of that, you know, we didn't mention this last episode to my memory.
Yeah.
But again, if you would like to meet me, go to the webinar. Go to voicecoaches.com. Go to, you'll see.
I think events tab.
Is it events?
Yeah, that should. I mean, the front page, I think, tells you that when there's a next webinar, but if not, the events page will tell you.
Yeah, and so you can sign up for a webinar, and if you want to get 50% off that webinar, and the code is POD, P-O-D.
Oh, look how easy that is.
Yeah, very easy, and you can come. So and I know I've talked about this, and prior episodes, but for anyone who's new, it's an intro to voice acting webinar, and I do give you a chance to read to me at the very end. You know, for the people who want to stick around a little late, read to me. I give them a chance to read to me, and you get some feedback on your voice, which could be helpful if this is something you're interested in.
It really is. It kind of will help you. Okay, do I really want to do this or not? Where do you? It's like when, because you'll listen and you'll say to them where you hear their voice.
Yeah. And if you hear me go,
that's what he did to me. He's like, "Well, you're sure you want to do this?"
That was good. Yeah. All right. Cool. So okay. So I just want to talk a bit about that because the in between. Just because there's this, I've met many people who actually, and I've mentioned this before on here, and I think you've mentioned it too. I have met people who come to my webinar who are actually disappointed to find out there's more to it.
Yeah.
I find that interesting only because to me, nothing worth doing is easy. And not only that, if everyone could do it, what would make you think that you're coming in at the right time? If everyone could do it, like literally there's nothing to it. There's no in between. Just like you decide you want to be a voice actor, you're a voice actor. There wouldn't be a ton of money in this, would there?
No, absolutely not. I know that.
There's a lot of money in voivoiceovers.
And
I'm guessing you know that, which is why you're showing up to an intro.
Yeah.
You know there's money in it, so you have to know there's more to it than you think.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people come and see. I think on my end, when I talk to students, it's more of they are looking more for that creative side. Maybe they just don't want to tell me they're in it for the money.
Well, that's fine too. By the way, there's a great reason to do something. Let me say that. There's the best reason to do anything in life, including voiceovers, is because you think you'd love it.
Yes.
You think you'd like it. That's the best reason to do it because I find those people do find success.
Yes.
Because they love it. So that's the best reason to do something.
Yeah.
But still, even that, if you just want to be good at something, just because you love it, there's still the in-between.
Yes, there is. And you have to get there to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things become, let's face it, things are a lot more fun when you're good.
Yeah.
You know, I had a kid that wrestled on, I coach wrestling, and I had a kid on my team that was naturally gifted. Here's a great example of this. There was a kid on my team that was naturally gifted. He was. And he was better. He was better than a lot of the kids that did do off season. He just was naturally gifted.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that good. He wasn't good enough to go any further. And he was getting bummed. He would lose to kids who were that good. Mm-hmm. And he would say, I really hate losing. And I would say, well, you control that. You can mm-hmm. go to off-season programs. You can learn more. You can put more work in. And he's like, yeah. I don't hate losing that much.
Yeah.
He literally didn't want to put the work in. He's like, I don't like losing, but I don't like it enough to put the work in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then I don't want to hear you say you hate losing. You don't hate it that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? And that's in regards to voice acting. You know, I hear a lot of talent, people that are, who are natural at these naturals, but they don't put the work in to get to that next level.
Right.
And that's the thing. It's not going to come to you. They're not going to find you. They don't know you're a voice actor. You got to let people know you're a voice actor. You've got to get it out there.
There are people who are, when you meet them, mm-hmm. they're better than the average person. Mm-hmm. But you're not better than a voice actor who gets paid to do this, mm-hmm. right? And you have to think about that because you want work that they have or they're getting, right? And so in theory, and this, I'm not saying you're really doing this, but in theory, you're stealing work from them, mm-hmm. which means you have to be as good as them or better, right? So it's interesting. But so hopefully this helps people.
Yes.
Okay. Know that you will exist in the in-between. You will go through the in-between mm-hmm. to get to your future successful you or your future excellent to you. However you want to look at it. Success, I think, is measured in different ways,
yes,
by the way.
It is.
So when
Absolutely.
I talk about success, I'm not necessarily talking about money. That could be part of it.
Yeah.
That's individualized, mm-hmm. right? Each person decides what success means to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes success is just like you said, really loving something
and
being really good at it and being happy. That's success too.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's that and money. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just money. Who knows? But whatever success is for you, there is a journey to get there.
Yeah.
And it's called the in-between. At least that's what I call it.
That's what, yeah. That's but we'll get you out of that and moving in the right direction.
That's right. Yes. That's right. All right. So there we go. I want to thank everybody very much for listening. I was going to say attending, like people are like a studio audience.
Hi, guys.
Studio audience. Hello. No one. We'll do AI. We'll do AI and put a studio. Do you see people do that and they have like extra arms and stuff? It's so funny people do that.
Oh, we'll have to do that because I really.
I think, I don't want to say the person's name. I don't really get, you know, there was an entertainer who did it and people knew immediately that it was an AI crowd. Like, we're not doing that. We have no one here, so we're not pretending.
Yeah.
So no studio audience. Yeah. Maybe someday we'll do it.
Someday.
That's the next step, I guess.
Yeah.
But I want to
thank... We're in between right now. Yeah. We'll get there.
There you go. So I want to thank everybody very much for listening. Again, John G at voicecoaches.com with questions, comments, whatevs.
Yep. And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
All right. We out.